Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. The Georgia governor's race transformed into a major national campaign during the week. Former U.S. Senator David Perdue, who lost his seat in the 2020 post-election runoff and largely blames Governor Brian Kemp for not adequately securing the voting process, announced that he will challenge the incumbent in the 2022 Republican primary. Immediately, former President Donald Trump, who has been at odds with Governor Kemp, his once staunch ally, for how the Georgia presidential election was conducted, endorsed Mr. Perdue. We can expect this race to draw heavy national political attention, and this becomes a major test of Mr. Trump's ability to influence a Republican primary. The eventual GOP general election candidate faces 2018 Democratic gubernatorial nominee and ex-State House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams. Last week, Ms. Abrams announced that she would make another run at the office she lost by just over a percentage point. Like Mr. Trump, Ms. Abrams challenged the Georgia election results. Mr. Perdue says he does not believe Governor Kemp could defeat Abrams again, thus making this his underlying reason for entering the political contest. California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, who is the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and in line to be the Ways and Means Committee chair if the Republicans gain control of the House in the next Congress, will resign his seat at the end of the year. Mr. Nunes has accepted former President Trump's offer to run the new social media platform that the Trump Media and Technology Group is launching. It is unclear if there will be a special election to fill the impending Nunes vacancy in the Fresno area. In a similar situation, when then-Congressman Duncan Hunter resigned his safe Republican seat at the beginning of 2020, California Governor Gavin Newsom was able to forego even calling a special election to fill the balance of the term. Therefore, the Hunter district sat vacant for an entire year. The same move could be made in this situation. In any event, the Nunes resignation will likely allow the California Citizens Redistricting Commission to change the draft congressional map to possibly flip this soon-to-be vacant seat from the Republicans to one that Democrats can win. Redistricting legal action is already underway in two states. A North Carolina three-judge panel placed a stay on the state's December 17th candidate filing deadline in order to consider a lawsuit challenging the newly adopted congressional map. A day later, however, the full 15-member North Carolina appellate court overturned that stay, only to see the state Supreme Court put it back. The High Court then moved the state's March 8th primary to May 17th. The U.S. Justice Department filed a federal lawsuit against the new Texas congressional map, claiming the legislature and governor's draw discriminated against minority voters. If the map is stayed before the general election, we could see a return to the current 36-seat map for the 2022 election, with the candidates for the state's two new reapportionment-ordered seats being forced to run statewide. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.